Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A promise from Mayor de Blasio to parents and teachers concerned about the return to school.
I want to announce something very important, and it's something that educators care about, they've been asking about, parents have been asking about. I want to confirm and announce that every single New York City public school building will have a certified nurse.
10 News' Glenn Schuck talking to parents. He joins us from Staten Island.
Mayor de Blasio has said that parents completed their survey last month, and the majority want at least some in-classroom instruction. But parent Lance Galeyard, who's also a high school teacher here on Staten Island, his wife's a teacher as well, says they have no confidence about teaching in a classroom or having any of his children, he has three of them, back in the classroom either.
My comfort level would really be eased if we could just find some legitimate answers and have some procedures in place that are defined and limited to the scope of the situation we're dealing with.
So as of now, his kids will be staying home. In the meantime, in Queens, Steve, who works in fashion, his wife is a longtime nurse, well, their level of stress increases by the day.
The cons of sending a child to school far outweigh any kind of pro. There are the pundits out there who say, I need to work. And I get that. I work. My wife works. But is a paycheck worth your child's life?
One shock, 1010 Winds, here on Staten Island.
We are also learning more about how New Jersey plans to handle any coronavirus cases in the schools. NJ.com reporting that new state guidelines require if one or two students or teachers in a classroom is diagnosed, everybody who came into close contact with them will stay home for 14 days. But if two people in different classrooms get sick, the whole school could shut down. That's part of a new State Department health guidance on reopening. New Jersey announced this week that schools will be allowed to open with only virtual classes if they don't feel it's safe to allow offer in-person learning. A Bronx man is due in court this morning to answer murder charges in the death of a teenager stabbed and set on fire. Today, when Samantha Liebman has a story in this report from the Bronx.
Yes, and the man police believe killed 18-year-old Winston Ortiz on Wednesday, now behind bars. 22-year-old Adonis Betances is accused of waiting for Ortiz in a Bronx apartment building a few blocks from his home on Woody Crest Avenue, stabbing him three times, then setting fire to him while he was still alive. Ortiz's younger brother, Wilmer, speaking with reporters, trying to understand how this could happen.
What goes through your mind that you have to go through such lengths to just brutally murder someone like that?
They say he was active in his church, a good person, and had recovered from a brain aneurysm, but he could not survive this.
I feel like nothing will ever really be able to fill up that void that his unfortunate passing has left in all of our hearts.
His family says he was dating Patances' younger sister and she had recently broken up with him. The motive, however, still not clear to police. He's facing murder and manslaughter charges. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
Some stunning new allegations emerging in the case of a man accused of sabotaging NYPD cars.
The federal court papers say Jeremy Trapp wanted to burn down the Verrazano Bridge so that white supremacists on Staten Island couldn't get to Brooklyn. The Staten Island Advance quotes federal prosecutors in the court papers as saying The conversations about the bridge took place July 15th between Trapp and a confidential police source. The two had met during an anti-police protest in front of the Brooklyn Criminal Courthouse. It was during these conversations that it's alleged Trapp said he wanted to cut the brakes of police cars and burn down NYPD station houses. The court papers also alleged that Trapp actually crawled under a police van in Brooklyn with a scissor-like tool and cut a line that is part of the anti-lock braking system. Trapp was arrested by FBI agents August 5th. He's now behind bars without bail on federal charges. Carol DiIuria, 1010 Wins News.
President Trump is due to meet the New York City Police Benevolent Association today. He'll be at his golf club in Bedminster and is set to speak to the PBA late afternoon. He's pointed to crime and policing as a key issue in the presidential race. And in an interview with the Post, Mr. Trump said he believes the recent spike in violent crime and high taxes is, quoting here, putting New York in play. He whipped out maps and charts to show where he hopes to gain congressional seats, added that his campaign is going to play strong and hard and try to win New York. Also last night, a teaser from Attorney General William Barr. He told Fox News' Sean Hannity to expect some action on Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe into the origins of the Russia investigation.
Tomorrow, there will be a development in the case. It's not an earth-shattering development, but it is an indication that things are moving along at the proper pace as dictated by the facts in this investigation.
Now, rising toll and new worries as the COVID-19 pandemic wears on. The U.S. passed 167,000 deaths yesterday. That's up more than 1,000 for the previous day. California has now reported 600,000 cases, the highest of any state. The nation's top infectious disease expert is not happy with how things are going. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling ABC News the nation needs to make a better effort now. He says the country didn't deal with it well for long enough.
The nature of our country, of people having this independent feeling like, I don't want to do this because someone is telling me to do it. I guess that's understandable. And that independence is part of the core of our country. You know, we like authority, but we don't like authority. That's getting us into trouble.
And Fauci says those temperature checks that have become such a common screening practice aren't really reliable. He says it's better to just question people about possible exposure. Meantime, CDC head Dr. Robert Redfield told WebMD that people need to follow protective measures or risk the worst autumn in U.S. health history. He says we were not ready for this outbreak.
We need to overinvest, get overprepared. In 4 or 5 decades of investment, when the big one came, and this is not a minor one, this is the greatest public health crisis that hit this nation in a century, that we were underprepared. And we need to owe it to our children and grandchildren that this nation is never underprepared again for a public health crisis.
Redfield says everybody should do 4 things. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands, and be smart about crowds. Says Redfield, we all got to do it. Most coronavirus numbers continue to drop in New York. Governor Cuomo said the number of people on new ventilators reached a new low yesterday, 56 people. That's the fewest since March. 555 people still in the hospital. Less than 1% of people tested in New York came back positive. State also reported 10 new deaths yesterday. New York's toll now well over 25,000. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says there were 699 new cases of COVID-19. State also reported 8 new deaths, 6 from August. More than 14,000 New Jersey residents have died. Well, 1010 Wins sports director Mark Renee actually went to a NBA game.
Fans in the stands won't be happening for a while, so at the moment, the closest we can get is as virtual fans on a virtual wall to be seen and heard in the NBA's Orlando bubble.
It basically is the Zoomification or the Microsoft Teamification that we've had with work and online meetings the last couple months brought to the basketball experience.
Nets fan Nick Tishuk with a perfect description. He was there last night, as was I, for the game at Virtual Barclays Center against the Trailblazers, a game Portland needed to win to set up a Western Conference play-in, and Brooklyn's Caris LeVert missed a shot at the final buzzer in a wild one-point loss. But what an experience it was. Even if the fan wall did go out of commission for most of the second half, at least everyone was able to stay safe and socially distanced and didn't have to drive home all disappointed when it was over. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins. Visit 1010wins.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.